of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all on flame with the fire that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean. Oh, it's burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them, I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Though these people may not learned be, nor boast of worldly pain, they have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name, and they're telling now both far and wide, His power is yet the same. I'm so glad that I can say, is His power the same? I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, they were gathered in that upper room, all praying in His name. They were baptized with that Holy Ghost when power for service came. And what He did for them that day, today He'll do the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Now come on, act like it. My brother, seek this blessing that will cleanse your heart from sin, that will start the joy bells ringing and will keep the soul on flame. Oh, it's burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to His name. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. Now sing it to Him. Tell the world you're glad.
Well, I'm so glad
that I can say I'm one of them. So glad that I can say I'm one more time. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one. Let's clap it to Him this morning. Last verse. Come, my brother, seek this blessing that will cleanse your heart from sin, that will start the joy bells ringing and will keep your soul on flame. It is burning now within my heart. Glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Clap it to Him one more time. Amen. I am so glad. tonight.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Tonight, you're going to hear about three kinds of believers. Make believers, unbelievers, and what we are, believers. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. I'm one of them.
Amen. I'm so
glad that I can say I'm one of them. Third verse. They were gathered in that upper room all praying in his name. They were baptized with that Holy Ghost when power for service came. And what he did for them today, tonight he'll do the same. One of them tonight. Amen. Give the Lord a great big hand.
Amen.
Tell him. Tell him. Yes, Lord Jesus. I'm happy I'm one of them. A make believer, I'm not an unbeliever, I'm a believer.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Let's clap it to him one more time. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Oh, I'm so glad I'm one of them. That's the greatest thing there is in the world. To know that, to have that assurance, to know in your soul, in your inner being, in the inner person who you are, that you are one of them. I ain't a make-believer. I ain't an unbeliever. I'm a believer. I believe this message with all my heart. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated. It's easy to get excited when you talk about the Lord. When you talk about the message, and we always should get excited when we recognize who we are. Amen. Satan uses that very thing to beat us up now. Yeah. They're saying, you ain't no good and everything else, but I'm still one of them. Amen. No matter what he says, I'm one of them. I'm it. Amen. Amen. chosen, predestinated, all those words, and never understood. Brother Branham says that confuses people. I love it. When he says predestinated, he's just saying Joseph Branham. That's my name, predestinated Joseph Branham. That's your name too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'd like to welcome everybody tonight and all the ones that are listening in from around the world. We welcome you to be here in the name of the Lord Jesus. We're excited and we're under anticipations to see what the Lord's going to do for us tonight. And he is going to do something for us tonight. He's done doing something for us tonight. Can you feel him? Oh, my. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. So thankful. Appreciate your prayers for all of us at the Voice of God and myself. Sorry, I got a little sore throat. Like my dad. I say that every chance I can get. I'm happy. It is in this valley. I do got something in my throat, but that's the devil. He just tries to do it, so you just bear with me. But appreciate your prayers and your thoughts for us while we're gone on vacation time. And truly, I do miss not being together or seeing you in the fellowship, because there is such strength and unity when we come together and to feel that like kindred spirit of real believers. Amen. You know what Brother Branham said? He said, you know, there's just people you just love to be around. He said, you just love to be around. And somebody that loves this message, believes this message with all their heart, and this message is their absolute, I just love being around them people. Because no matter what you want to start talking about, it doesn't matter. The weather, it's going to go to the message. Oh, you got a new car? Let's talk about the message. Amen. Oh, you got a new set of clothes? Let's talk about the message. It's all going to go to the word, the message, because nothing else means anything to us. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful to have that deep in our heart and be associated with a group of people. He said there would just be a small minority of people in the end time that believe that, that stayed true to that message and to the word. So it makes us so thankful and so proud to see. I was in the grocery store the other day and I looked over at the clerk and somebody she's looking at, she had the picture of the pillar of fire. This is going there and say, one of the brides done been here. Praise the Lord. Amen. But it is, we sure did miss you and being away from you. But you know, we weren't separated. Hopefully we were all together, joined together at the throne of God. Amen. Amen. Have you still been enjoying your Wednesday night prayer services? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I pray that they're drawing you closer to him. That you're getting more of that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. Amen. That's what he wants. That's what it takes. We're going to find out about that tonight even more. And if you're listening to the message, that prophet keeps bringing that out. And he tells us that's what it is. We know the message. We know the word. We believe the word. But we have to have that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. Amen. You have to talk with him. You have to be with him. And it's just not on Wednesday night. It's all the time. Amen. How about last Sunday, our communion in desperation? Did you enjoy that? Oh. Yes. Praise the Lord. Excuse me. How wonderful. It is, it's always so special to me is the communion service. And especially when Brother Branham, when he's reading, he says, what did Israel do? They took the communion upon when they were going into the promised land, when they were getting ready to depart. Amen. And he said, desperation had set in. Praise the Lord. There's where we are and where that we want to be. Amen. Once again, the prophet told us exactly who we are. I can't read that enough or tell you enough or remind you of that enough. Because every time that I hear it, it just blesses my heart. You are my people.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. the Lord. That's good enough for me right there. Amen. You are my people. Listen to this. You are the ones that I love.
Oh.
The prophet of God telling us that is the Lord Jesus speaking to us.
Amen.
And those them is listening to them tapes.
Amen.
That's us. That's us. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So the prophet is telling us we are his people and he loves us because we're doing exactly what he said to do.
Amen.
Listening to those tapes. He throws those little nuggets out there for us. That is that little love letter that he throws the little things. You know, other people, that might go over their heads. But to us, it's like, whoa. Praise the Lord. I caught that nugget. Amen. We recognize the token for our day. He said it was the message of the hour. He said that is the token for today. It is the blood of the Lord Jesus. It is that he died on Calvary, but that is the message of today.
Amen.
And he said that token must be applied. It must show to everybody.
Amen.
Read between the lines. I'm a tape boy. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said you want the whole world to know. You want the whole world to see it. You want to see Jesus Christ living through you. And the only way Jesus Christ can live through you is if that message is living through you. No other way. There's lots of people that claim Jesus Christ is their Savior. But I don't see Jesus Christ living through their lives. It's this message. The message perfects the bride of Jesus Christ. It's this message living through our lives that the people see. It's a living word living through a living bride of Jesus Christ. Listening to a living, live message.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. Be seated. Brother Branham said it should cause us to move into desperation. Wow. I'm in desperation like I've never been in desperation before. But we're not there yet. We're going in that way, but we're not there yet. But he's teaching us. He's showing us.
Amen.
He's leading us. He's guiding us.
Amen.
If you would just watch, just hold his unchanging hand.
Amen.
Just getting more desperate and more desperate and more desperate. Listen to what he says here. The days that we're living in should cause the church to go in completely into desperation. Complete
Amen.
Desperation. I believe since the message this morning from God, not me.
Amen.
Amen.
Whoa. Wow. Praise the Lord.
Oh!
Amen.
There you go. Praise the Lord. A message from God. Oh, my. The critics say we put too much emphasis on Brother Branham. Okay. It's God. Did you hear what God said? I'm just quoting God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is the voice of God to the people. There's the big misunderstanding. That's what, find out real quick which of the three believers you are, right quick. Wow. Praise the Lord. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I believe it ought to throw the entire congregation into desperation that we've played long enough. Wow, what a rebuke from the prophet. We've went to church long enough. Wow. We've got to do something. Wow. That's a rebuke. Is it? He says, we done playing around. We've been going to church, and I do believe that he's even showing this is important. We've got to get together. We're not here to play church. Brother Bram says, we're not here to see one another. We're here to get closer, to be more like him. We want this message to be inside of us. But it's also important that we've got to have that relationship with him. It has to be nothing else on our minds but this message, the word and the Lord Jesus, constantly in prayer, seeking him. That's desperation. We're not there yet. We're not. You know, Brother Branham said something the other night that really struck me. And this afternoon, started thinking about it. Brother Branham says, usually when somebody's dying, he says, that's when it brings in desperation. He says, when they're dying. He says, they start confessing, I got to make things right and I've got to do it and everything else. You know, many of us, probably most of us here, we've never been in that place. We've never been there. Although there's some that are here that are, maybe the doctors have said, you're dying. You're going to die. This is it. You're at your end. Doesn't matter whether it's cancer, whatever that the doctor said. Oh, we got such a blessed assurance, though. But he says that. And when they say that, we're human beings. And being human beings, Satan comes right there. Fear. Fear comes in, and when you die, that we might have been there, but I'd like to take you a place for just a second this afternoon. I'd like to take you a place. Have you ever received a phone call? Have you ever been to a hospital room? Have you ever been that it is that your child or your mother or your dad, someone that you really love and that you care for? And it might be the other day we got one, a prayer request come in, and somebody, they dropped their baby, they fell on their head. There's ones that's been in car accidents. You get a phone call that it's in being a car accident, pray right away. They can't breathe. Pray, they tell them they've got cancer. Somebody that you love. Has everybody had that experience? That when you get that phone call or that you hear it or you're there and you're doing it, desperation sets in. That's when desperation sets in. You get desperate really quick right then. That's desperation. You're not thinking about nothing else at that time. It's not a time to be messing around. When that happens, if you're there, put yourself there right now. I've been there many times. And you get desperate. When my wife called up and says, they say I got a lump. It's cancerous. I got desperate right then. Boom. Right down to my knees. It's like, Lord, this is affecting me. This is my wife. This is real. This is not somebody else. Sometimes we have it that we run into compassion for somebody that you go to the hospital or you see somebody and you pray for them and then you walk out. When you walk out, you go on with your normal life, right? It is there. You have compassion for them, but did you leave, man, I've got to go. Yes, I seen them. Yeah, I was at the hospital. I got to go by the store. I got to pick up the laundry. I got to do this. We go on with our normal lives. We just keep on. They're still there going through it right then and there. They're in desperation. We start crying out, Lord, I need you right now. Lord, I need you to move on the scene. This is an emergency, Lord. I need you. At that moment, nothing else in the world matters to you.
That's right.
Nothing matters to you. Amen. All the voices that are in your head, you know, when you're praying at night and when you're praying or we try to have quiet time or you're trying to get next to the bed and stuff, man, you hear these things and you start thinking about you got to do this and you got to do that and crazy things comes into my mind. And then I start wondering off about something I got to do. We all there? It's the most nonsense in the world that's going and I'm trying. But when this happens, I don't hear them voices. Them voices are gone, man. I'm desperate. I ain't got time to be listening to them voices. I don't care about them voices. I don't care about nothing else, but right then, right there, I'm under desperation. I need to hear from you, Lord, right now. Right now, I've got to hear from you. So I'm desperate. I don't think, oh man, let's see, tomorrow I'm supposed to pick up Sarah and we're supposed to go shopping and I want to do that tomorrow. I want to get that. Oh, you know, I'm going to go to Switzerland County. I hear there's a lot of deer over there. I might do that. I've got to do that tomorrow to pick up. My phone rings and so I'm distracted. I better answer the phone. I better see who that text is from. I don't want to talk to nobody. I want to talk to you, God. I want to hear your voice, nobody else's voice. I don't care about nothing but you. That's desperation. That's desperation. Can you imagine if this church tonight got that desperate about the coming of the Lord? Lord, come, Lord Jesus. You don't care about nothing else. Prepare me, Lord. Make me ready, Lord. Help me, Lord Jesus. Shut out all the voices. I don't care about nothing else. I'm desperate. Who would like to see that happen? Whoa! Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. That's where we want to be. That's where we need to be. That's where he's taken us. Amen. If you get that desperate, is one man one time he screamed out, oh, Jesus, have mercy upon me. He was desperate. What did it do? Stop Jesus in his tracks. Oh, man. Praise the name of the Lord. We can stop Jesus right in his tracks. How many times have we seen it? In this church. The healings in this church that's happening. Thousands and thousands. That's right. You are one of them, Brother Jackson. Right there. He is one of them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When we go to prayer, things happen. When you get desperate and you're seeking the Lord, how many can say they know that they heard from heaven and they were healed in their body, some way or the other? Look at that. All of us has got our hands on. When we go to prayer, get desperate, he said. Get into them people. Start really have compassion for them. Get desperate before the Lord Jesus. Then we'll start moving. We're moving. We're going in that direction. And that's what we want more of. It is not just on Wednesday night prayer service.
Amen.
That's wonderful. We need that. He's training us. Yeah. I believe that.
Amen.
Do you really enjoy that on Wednesday nights?
Amen.
I pray that you understand. It is to me sometime that I believe it's the Lord. I believe that he's showing us it's a time that we've got to, and it's just not because Brother Joseph said this is what we're going to do. Praise the Lord. That's what we want to do. I fully expect when I kneel down and I start praying, I know I see your faces. It's like, Lord, they're praying. They're seeking the Lord. They're praying out to you. We're together. I want to join in this great economy and all those voices lifted up before the Lord. There's strength in that. There's power in that. He said God cannot ignore it. God cannot ignore our prayers. God cannot ignore your prayers. Oh. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're the bride of Jesus Christ. He ain't going to ignore you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. That's wonderful to know that he's not going to ignore us. So let us get desperate. Let us really get desperate. Let's pray with a new enthusiasm, a new from the bottom of our heart. Lord, that's really what I want to be. Once again, is that what's on your heart? If that's really on our heart, we'll seek that. We'll see things happen. We see what's happening so far. That's just nothing. is nothing compared to what he'll do to the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I'd like to touch on something else that we talked about the other night. I'd like to say something that it's going to make everybody happy. That should have already made everybody pretty happy. Makes me happy. It's going to make all the believers happy. I've decided that this church will only listen to its pastor and his ministry. Praise the Lord. That's it. That's all we're going to hear. He says, now, remember, I'm speaking here to this church, packed again tonight around, and the walls and corridors, but I'm also speaking to the world around.
Amen.
In all different parts of the world, these tapes circulate through ministries of the tapes. The tapes are a ministry.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
It's our ministry. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It thrills me every time I hear him tell us that no, it is a live ministry. It is the real ministry. It has to be. God's called men everywhere. He says the preachers, the teachers, apostles, prophets, we went over that and over that. But you do got to play these tapes. You got to hear this message. The people have to hear this message together. We hear it as a group of people together. When I hear this message, I'm satisfied. I don't need nothing else. I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. Amen.
Amen. Praise
the Lord. I'm so encouraged tonight that lately I've been discouraged. It's called a paradox. I was wondering when I said that what everybody would do, and that's what I figured you'd probably do. You'll see. It is a paradox. But lately, I've really been getting beat up by the devil. I mean, beat up. Who's really been getting it, just really getting beat up? You know, it doesn't matter who that I talk to, and the brothers that call in or testimonies that come in, I talk on the phone, and it's like Brother Joseph is just constant, just all the time. I'm just testing trials and beat up, and I'm more and more all the time. It's getting worse. It's getting more. It's constantly all the time. It's hardly no break. It's in it. It's a constant all the time. Just the devil beating us up. I'm trying to serve the Lord. I know that I'm closer to the Lord. I know that that word is more in me. I know it's alive in me. I know that it means everything in me. I don't care about nothing else, but it's a constant beat up. The more that I seek him, the more that I try, the more that I'm getting beat up. Is that anybody out here besides me? Oh, that encourages me. You know, but I tell the Lord, no matter what, Lord, I know this word is the truth. It's the truth. Praise the Lord. As Peter said, where would we go? These are the words of eternal life for the bride of Jesus Christ. So no matter what is, no matter how much Satan throws it at me, that's what's anchored in my heart, is those very words. But because of these trials, I begin to think, Lord, are you angry with me? Have I did something wrong? Have I missed you? Are you disappointed in me? Are you punishing me for something? Is there anybody that feels that way? Feel that he's angry with me, or I've done something wrong, or why do I feel this way constantly? Why do I have these tests and trials? Why is it one thing after another, after another, after another? You all with me on that? We all feel that way. That sense of desperation is just terrible. Is he punishing me? Well, I've got great news for you. Hey, praise the Lord. It's not him. It's just the devil. Oh, praise the Lord. I heard this the other day and I come unglued. Listen to this. He'll try to tell you those trials and things is your God trying to put punishment upon you. Is that what we just said? It's not so. No, sir. It's Satan doing that and God permitting it to temper you. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As long as it's not him, as long as I'm not hurting you, Lord, if it's the devil putting it on me, I don't care. Lord, if this is what I need, give it to me, just as long as I'm not displeasing you. Why is he doing that? He said, listen, to make you see if you are tied to this earth by the earth cares or whether your treasures are in heaven. That is so precious.
Yeah.
Listen to this. To make you see. You know what that means? He done knows.
Amen.
He just wants you to see it.
Amen.
He wants me to see it. That if you're tied to this earth, I ain't tied to this earth.
Amen.
Are you tied to this earth?
No.
By the earth cares or whether your treasure's in heaven. My treasures are in heaven.
Amen.
Hey, praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Who wants their treasures in heaven? Amen. Let us stand up.
Praise the Lord.
He already knows. That's so bless me. That you know when you realize something yourself, when you do it inside of yourself, then nothing can take it away. When you're trying for something, it's when you do your salvation, you're trying. Then when you've grabbed that rock, then you know in your heart, I'm a son of God.
Amen.
I'm a royal seed of Abraham.
Amen.
You predestinated me. You saved me. I'm yours, and I can't be lost. I'm yours.
Amen.
When that anchors in your heart, nothing can take it away. You've got to see it. Until then, it's words. That's what he's saying right there. He says he wants you to see. So praise God. Test. Trials, things that I go through, Lord, you're just trying to make me see. I don't care about none of that stuff, Lord, as long as I'm pleasing
Amen.
You, Lord Jesus. You're the only thing that I care about, Lord. All this earth has to offer is nothing. We're pilgrims. We're strangers in a strange land. We're just passing through.
Yes.
Just help me, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Let us just bow our heads. I want to thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
What a wonderful this message is to us. What it means to us. And when we recognize he loves us so much that he wants us to see for ourselves. Lord, it's for me, for my better. God made each of you for a purpose. Oh, thank you, Lord. Nobody can take your place no matter how little. You say, I'm just a housewife. Nobody can take your place. God, in his great economy, has so set the body of Christ in order till there is no one that can take your place.
Each one of us has a place. Each one of us has something to do. Each one of us has a calling on our life. He's got you for a purpose. He chose you. Each one. There's no little and big. Housewife? Old person? Young person? You that say, I'm a nobody. You're somebody. You're a child of God that He predestinated and chose you for a purpose. So you are somebody in His great economy. You've got something to do. God's got something for you to do. You may have some heartaches. You may have some troubles. You may have some disappointments. But do we pray to shun them? No, Lord, no. Lord, take me through them, whatever they are, wherever it is, don't let me escape them. If they're set for me, just give me grace to go through that. Give me the grace, Lord, to go through it, Lord. Your amazing grace, Lord. That's what we want, Lord, to go through it. And Lord, tonight, we come before you as a needy people with needs in our heart. Lord, once again, may I have the privilege of speaking on their behalf. Lord, we want to get desperate. We want to be just like you, Lord, more than anything. More than healing, more than anything, we want to be just like you, Lord. Because if we put you first, everything will fall right in line. It will be perfect, Lord, because you're perfect.
Praise the Lord.
We want to remember our brother Frank Simpson. He's got some serious issues with his back. Pray for our sister Elizabeth Collins. She's diagnosed with hypertension 4 years ago. Doctor says there's no hope other than a lung transplant. I know a God that does lung transplants. Sister Laura Shalosky, she's not feeling well tonight. Our sister Joyce Wilson, she's asked for prayer. Our sister Diane Cannell is not feeling well. Remember her? Please pray for our brother Ben Jones. He got poked in the eye with a stick. We want to remember him. Our sister Audrey Gibson, she fell yesterday. I love what it says here. But all is well. Amen. He's the very present help in the time of trouble.
Yeah.
We want to remember our sister Stricker, prayer request. Our sister Pauline Harold from Georgia, she's having a medical procedure. Please pray for my grandson, 4-month-old, scheduled for open heart surgery, Wednesday a.m. His name is Hunter Ferris, brother Gene Pitts. We want to remember our brother Ray, our brother Charlie Kennard. He's the song leader down in Candlesville. He's 80 years old. He's sick and in the hospital. Prayer for our brother Bob Koch, who has brain cancer. Desperation. Are you in desperation right now for these requests? Are you in desperation for your request? Are you believing as a group of believers that, Lord, we're coming before you with these requests? These people faithful have written in, believing, Lord, that this church, your church, the body of Christ from around the world, will come before your throne and bring these requests, and that they'll hear from heaven, Lord. And their requests that they have upon their heart, Lord Jesus. Lord, would you meet everyone?
Yes.
I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
He brought me up also out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And He hath put a new song in my mouth.
Yes.
even praise unto the God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Let that be my testimony, Lord Jesus. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which thou art usward. They cannot be reckoned up into thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered, Lord. Yeah. Sacrifice and offerings thou didst not desire. My ears have thou opened. Amen. Burnt offerings and sin offering hast thou not required. Yes, then said I, Lord, I come in the volume of the book. It is written for me. I delight to do thy will. O God, yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips. O Lord, thou knowest. Amen. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. Yes. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord.
Love you this afternoon, Lord, to come into your presence. Thank you, Lord. You're the great I am, Lord, the almighty God, the provider of every need in our lives. Lord, the great El Shaddai. Lord, we heard that Job was on the ash heap, and your prophet said as long as he could make him, the Satan could make him think that it was Satan doing it, that he had him whipped. But then when he recognized that it wasn't you, Lord, it was just you allowed Satan just to bring that out in Job's life, then the thunders roared back and he says, I know my Redeemer liveth, and I'll stand at the last days, though my flesh be as dust, it'll come forth in that great resurrection. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, it's a testimony to us, Lord, that it's not you punishing us, Lord, but it's bringing out that real kernel, Lord. It's proven to us that you're with us. You're watching over us. You're protecting us, Lord. You're in charge of everything, Lord. There's no surprises with you, Lord. And we're just so happy to be your children, to look up to you and hear your voice, Lord. We're so satisfied with it, Lord. We're so happy, Lord. Lord, we come before you, Lord, just thankful in our heart, Lord, to you. We love you with all our heart, Lord. We place these requests before you, Lord. But more importantly, Lord, our
our heart way down deep, Lord, is, Lord, help us to get desperate. Help us, Lord, to get ready. Lord, draw us nearer to you. Draw us into your bosom, Lord. Lord, just pull us in real tight, Lord, and wrap your arms around each one of us tonight, Lord, that's listening in around the world. Just wrap your arms around them, Lord. They're a part of us. Lord, we've come to hear your voice. And we know there's no imperfections, Lord, in you. It's perfect, Lord. And it's what we're feeding on. It's what's getting us ready for the resurrection and the rapture. It's what's bringing us, Lord, to perfection, Lord. And we're hearing it, Lord, with all our heart, Lord. We take it in. Lord, it's transforming us. It's changing us by the power of your word, making us sons and daughters of God into the perfection of your word, Lord. We love you, Lord. We commit it all to you, Lord. And we love you. And we just thank you, Lord, for changing us. Thank you for healing us, Lord, and giving us a sound mind that we're settled. We're anchored so deep in this message that there's nothing that can remove it from us. There's nothing else that matters. It's this message. I was just thinking, Lord, as we were getting ready to come out, I was thinking of when the prophet was in that little booth and he saw the preview of the bride. And Lord, just to think of that bride, how orderly she was, marching in step with the tune of the gospel. And Lord, she had her viewpoint. It was directed to someone, Lord. And it wasn't on anything else, but it was on that messenger in that booth with that angel of the Lord there with him. That's where she was looking, marching in step, Lord. And that's your bride tonight around the world, Lord. She's in step with this message. Lord, it's her absolute. It's her anchor. It's everything. And we love you, Lord, with all of our heart. Bless and be with this service, Lord. Bless and be with your children. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for Brother Joseph, Lord, that he's just encouraged us tonight. Thank you for him, Lord. Bless and be with him, Lord, and bless and be with your children now. We commit the rest of this service into your hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Jesus, name above all, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord.
God bless you. You may be seated. This time we're going to have a baby dedication. They've just come forth as we sing that song, Bring Them In. Amen. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring the little ones to Jesus.
Calvin Mitchell Brown.
Whoa. Calvin Mitchell Brown. He a lillin. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Let us bow our heads. Father, what a precious love gift. Little Calvin Mitchell Brown, Lord, that you have brought into this home, Lord Jesus. Truly, you are the giver of all good gifts, Lord.
Amen.
And Father, this family only wants the best for him, Lord. And you are the best for him, Lord. And Father, they've brought him up here this afternoon to place him in our unworthy hands, Lord, that we might take him and give him back to you, Lord Jesus, for a life of service, Lord. Father, may your angels encamp around about him, Lord. May you bless and be with him, Lord. Keep your hand up over him, Lord, in this evil world that we live in, Lord, for these parents to have the comfort to know that, Lord, you're there with him, Lord. Because they can't always be there, but you'll always be there. And Father, we take him and we commit him back into your hands, Lord. Bless and be with him. Bless and be with this family, Lord. Yeah. May you always be the invited guest in their home. Yeah. May they always place that word first, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord, as we place him back into your hands in a word of dedication, for we ask it in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Isaac Ezekiel. And what's your last name? Mosa. I'm not very good at that. Hello there, Isaac. How are you? God bless you. Oh, God bless you. Let us bow our heads.
Amen.
Father, little Isaac Ezekiel Moshe, Lord yeah. Jesus,
yeah.
a little gift that you've given to this family, Lord. Yeah. Father, they love you with all their heart, Lord yeah. Jesus, and they only want the best for him, Lord.
Yeah.
And Father, you are the best, Lord.
Yes.
Father, once again, for they know that they can't always be there with him. They always want to hold his hand. They always want to yeah. watch out after him. They want to protect him the best they can. But Lord, that's not good enough.
Lord,
they want to give him back to
yes.
you, Lord.
Amen.
So that you'll always be there with him.
Yes.
So that you'll always watch him. So you'll always protect him. So you'll always guide yes. him. So you'll always be with him no matter where he goes, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we just want to take him and place him back into your hands now, Lord, for a life of dedication to you, Lord Jesus. May you bless and be with him, Lord.
Yes.
May this word burn within his heart, Lord
Amen.
Jesus. May this family always keep this message in your word,
yes.
the Lord Jesus, before him, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
May you always be the special guest in their home, Lord.
Yes.
When the troubles and trials come, Lord, may they always put you first. Now, Father, we take little Isaac and we place him back into your hands, Lord,
yes.
for a life of dedication. Bless and be with him, for we ask it in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Bring them.
Fields of sin, oh, bring them in. Bring them in, bring the little ones to Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. How many feels encouraged this afternoon? Amen. How many thankful to be here together? Amen. Truly, we can sing this next little chorus, how great is our God and how great is his word. Amen. Oh, how great is our God, and how great is his word, for he's the greatest one that ever was heard. Trust in me. How great is our God, and how great is his word. He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the water of the mighty Red Sea, and he said, I will lead you
trust. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for another opportunity, Lord, to meet, Lord, to listen to your word, Father. Lord, may we take and clean everything out in our lives, Lord, and open our hearts, Lord, to receive what you have for us today. Father, we just ask that you bless these tithes and offerings for its intended purpose, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen.
How great is our God, and how great is his word. He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. Said, I will lead you. Just put your trust in me. For greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Yes, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, greater, greater is he that is in me. That is in me. Yes, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. For Satan's like a roaring lion roaming to and fro. He's seeking whom he may devour. The Bible tells us so. For many souls have been his prey to fall in some weak hour. But God has promised us today his overcoming power. Oh, greater is he that is in me. Oh, greater is he that is in me. Yes, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And on the day of Pentecost, a rushing mighty wind, it blew into the upper room and baptized all of them. And with a power greater than any earthly foe, and I'm so glad I've got it too, I'm gonna let the whole world know. Hey, greater is he that is in me, oh, greater is he that is in me. Yes, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the greater is he that is in me, oh, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that. Last verse. And on the day of Pentecost, a rushing mighty wind, it blew into the upper room and baptized all of them. And with a power greater than any earthly foe, and I'm so glad I've got it too, I'm gonna let the whole world know. Oh, greater is he that is in me. Oh, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And if I perish, oh, I perish. Oh, but I'm going to see the King. If I perish, if I perish, oh, I perish. Oh, but I'm going to see the King. Through the trials, tribulations, persecutions, I'll be faithful, but I'm going to see the King. Through the trials, tribulations, persecutions, I'll be faithful, but I'm going to see the King. If I perish, oh, I perish, but I'm going to see the King. If I perish, oh, I perish, but I'm going to see the King. Through the trials, tribulations, persecutions, I'll be faithful, but I'm going
to see the King through the trials, through the trials, tribulations, persecutions. I'll be faithful, but I'm going to see the King. If I perish, oh, I perish, but I'm going to see the King. If I perish, oh, I perish, but I'm going to see the King. You ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone, and when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say my sins are gone, for they're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. 'Twas at the old time altar where God came in my heart, and now my sins are gone. The Lord took full possession, the devil did depart. I'm glad my sins are gone, for they're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. When Satan comes to tempt me and tries to make me doubt, I say, my sins are gone. Oh, you got me into trouble, but Jesus got me out. I'm glad my sins are gone. Glory! Oh, yes, they're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. Oh, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. I'm living now for Jesus. I'm happy night and day because my sins are gone. My soul is filled with music. With all my heart I say, I know my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God. Let's clap it to him. Amen. Third verse. When Satan comes to tempt me and tries to make me doubt, I say, my sins are gone. You got me into trouble, but Jesus got me out. I'm glad my sins are gone. Oh, yes, they're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are, oh, they're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Amen.
Thank you.
Praise you. Amen. I'm so glad of that sea of forgiveness. I'm so glad that he reached way down for me. That no matter through sunshine or shadow, we have a Father that cares. Amen. Oh, he cared for you. Oh, he careth for you, and through sunshine or shadows, he care it for you. Oh, we care it for you. Yes, he.
Sisters, if you would sing it.
Bow our heads and hum it to him.
Only believe.
when all things are possible, only
amen. Thank the Lord. Let us just remain standing. The message we're about to hear tonight, three kinds of believers. How wonderful for the bride that we can recognize which one we are.
Amen.
Of those three, the real believers. What a privilege it is for us to have God's prophet, God speak through his prophet to bring us the message of the hour tonight.
Amen.
Our pastor,
Amen.
Brother Branham, God bless you.